going to go in your Bibles, continue in 1 John chapter 2, as we continue our journey through this amazing epistle. And tonight we look at verses 18 to 23, 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But we have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. So the title of the message, Whosoever Denieth the Son. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your wisdom as we go to your word tonight. You speak to us. And just work miracles in our hearts, Lord, as we consider our wonderful Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, may it truly change us tonight. Thank you for being here with us. You promised that when we would gather together, you'd be there. So may we lift you up tonight. May you be glorified and focused on hearing from your word tonight. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. So as John said here, it is the last time. What does he mean by that? You know, we can look around and we say, oh, yes, the last time. Look at the truth is, it has been the last time since these words were written. Now, in our view, it's, well, that's 2,000 years. In God's program, that means nothing. As we know, for God, 2,000 years is like 2 days. So it has been the last time, but we can look around and say, wow, it's really happening. And the Antichrist, the denying of the Son, we'll talk more about that later, but there are many things mentioned in the Scriptures that tell us that we're in the last time. And let's look at a couple. 1 Timothy chapter 4, and just to be reminded that things will only get worse until the Antichrist rules the earth, as we've been studying on Sunday mornings. Notice 1 Timothy 4, just one of the explanations and descriptions of the last time. It says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So God there says that people are going to be denying the faith in the last time. Also, if you look over in 2 Timothy now, chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, we'll see that not only will people be denying the faith, but here we'll see that they'll be denying morals and denying Jesus. Notice verse 1, "This all know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." So in the last days, not only will people be denying Christian morals, they'll be denying the faith, but also if you go to the next chapter, 2 Timothy 4, they'll also be denying sound doctrine. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." So back to our passage tonight, 1 John chapter 2, we see that in the end times, people will be denying the truth ultimately. But we see that they'll be denying the return of Jesus, which we just read. They'll be denying doctrine, true doctrine. They'll be denying morals. And they'll be denying the Christian faith. But this passage tonight here in 1 John 2 specifically talks about antichrists, which means against or opposed to Christ. And specifically talks about those who deny the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice it says in verse 18, "And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists." Now we know in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us about the Antichrist you know, the main one that's going to come during tribulation period. He's going to sit in the throne of God. We've been studying that in Sunday school. And he's going to run the world essentially for 7 years. But John is saying that now there are many antichrists. And what he's saying is that if a person denies the person of Jesus Christ, that makes them an antichrist. And he's saying that they're already around us. They've already been mixed in with the church since its beginning, and that there are already many antichrists. Let's just look at a couple of scriptures, and we'll see what the Bible has to say about this. Go to Acts chapter 20 and verse 29, where Paul is warning the church at Ephesus as he's about to depart from them. And look what he warns them about here in Acts chapter 20, verse 29. He says, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." So Paul warned the church 2,000 years ago that wolves are going to come in and try to spread false doctrine and try to attack God's flocks. Now look at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. Where again we're told that we are going to have false prophets. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." So notice, denying the Lord. Denying the person of Jesus Christ. And as we saw there in verse 22 of our passage, 1 John 2, "Who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son." So John said that there were being many Antichrists, and it's already true. They're everywhere, denying the person of Jesus Christ. And he warned us in verse 19 that many of them were originally professing Christians. He says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us." They claimed to be Christians, but they denied the person of Jesus Christ, which made them a false believer. And he says that they went out that they might be made manifest. It all comes down to the person of Jesus. Yes, brother.
Was John the Baptist classed as the last prophet? We don't have prophets today.
We do not have prophets today, but the disciples gave many prophecies. The disciples gave prophecies.
Prophets. The prophets.
Well, John would have been a prophet because God prophesied through him. Mm-hmm. So really, John was probably the last prophet because he wrote Revelation. So the Bible says here, for us, what's our protection? Verse 20, an unction. Who's that? That's the Holy Ghost. We have an unction from the Holy Ghost. And you know all things. And the Bible says, go to John 16:13, that one of the great ministries of the Holy Ghost is to guide us into truth. There's no better person to interpret the word than the author. Amen? And the Holy Ghost is God. He wrote the Bible. John 16:13 says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." This is the Holy Ghost. Notice 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, where he is referred to as the Spirit of truth. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the Spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So what John is telling us is there's going to be antichrists opposed to Christ, people that deny the person of Jesus Christ. And our protection as Christians is the Word of God, as guided by the Holy Ghost, and that we're going to be challenged about the person of Christ. Well, think about how that works. And while you're thinking about it, go to John chapter 8. the people that come to our door the most deny the person of Jesus Christ. That is the number one problem with the teaching of the Jehovah's Witness. They have a lot of issues, but the number one issue is they do not believe that Jesus is God. They do not believe in His deity. They are denying Jesus. What about the Mormons? They do not believe that Jesus is Jehovah. They believe that He just became a God as a man and that we can do the same thing. So they don't acknowledge the person of Jesus Christ as God. And we could go on and on. Say, oh, well, what about the Catholics? Well, they believe that Mary can tell Jesus what to do. That's why they pray to Mary. Really? I mean, a sinful human can tell God what to do? So they've got a problem with the person of Christ. And we could go on and on. But look at John 8:24. Jesus made it very clear. He said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Well, that doesn't say much. It does. The book of John, the Gospel of John, is filled with I ams. No other book has them like John does. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world. He says, I am that I am. And we could go on and on. There's at least a dozen I ams in the Gospel of John. But Jesus is essentially saying here in John 8:24, if ye believe not that I am He, who? God. You can't be saved. You're an antichrist, essentially. And that's the facts. You cannot be saved unless you believe that the one who is saving you is God. And this is huge. I mean, we could even carry on and start talking about other groups, Eastern religions, for example. What do they believe about the person of Christ? Not much. Just another one of the gods. What do the Muslims believe? Just a prophet? Muhammad was greater? We could just work our way down, but that is the key issue. Who is Jesus? Is Jesus God? Of course He is. The Bible tells us over and over and over that he is God. But this is the test, if you will. Notice verse 22 of our passage. Who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist. That denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. And all through the Old Testament and all through the New Testament, we could spend the next 2 hours just quoting over 100 scriptures proving that Jesus is Jehovah. Let's just do a couple. Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon His shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, how can Jesus' name be Mighty God and Everlasting Father if He's not God? I mentioned John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, before Abraham was, I am. He knew exactly what He was saying. The Bible says the next verse, they took up stones to cast at Him because they knew what Exodus 3 said, where God said to Moses, I am that I am. Jesus was claiming to be the I am of Exodus 3, the burning bush. Most of us know John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is God. It goes on to say in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word, who was God, became a man. Jesus Christ. John 20:28, Thomas answered and said unto Him, my Lord and my God. When he kneeled down and finally met Christ after the resurrection. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. These are just some samples. Hebrews 1:8, but under the Son He saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. So under the Son, He says, thy throne, O God. And yet we know, all through the Old Testament, God says, there is no other God but me. So Jesus can't be yet another God. He has to be the God, the true God of Scripture. And let's look at Colossians 1 together, just as a sample. Again, this is such a key doctrinal point for us as believers, but it is the key doctrinal point that will keep people out of heaven. The person of Jesus Christ. Look at Colossians 1, verse 16. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body of the church. That's Jesus. That says Jesus made everything for Himself, for His own pleasure. That has to be God. And then let's just look at a couple of verses in Revelation, just to be reminded. Revelation chapter 2. There's plenty in Revelation. Well, let's look at Revelation 2:8, where the Bible says, "These and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive." So by saying the first and the last, Jesus is claiming to be Jehovah. Because in the book of Isaiah, He says, "I am the first and the last." Here Jesus is, and we know it's Jesus because it says, was dead and is alive. So Jesus is the first and the last, which means He is God. And then look at Revelation 17. Revelation 17, verse 14. "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings." The Lamb is Lord of lords and King of kings. Which means the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, has to be God. We could do this all evening. The point is, Jesus is Jehovah. And John is saying this is important because the world's going to be full of antichrists. You know, when we think antichrist, we think the one that's going to come in the tribulation period, who's going to be a counterfeiter and who's going to claim to be God. That's not what John's talking about here. He's talking about people that are denying the person of Christ, denying who He is. And the world is full, aren't they, of people who have religion. They even, a lot of them, claim to be Christians. But if they're not willing to acknowledge the person of Jesus Christ, He said, "If ye believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins." Because the Pharisees, in that chapter, John 8, you know what they were doing? They were challenging the person of Christ. And that's, the chapter finishes with Him saying, "Before Abraham was, I am." And He said straight to the Pharisees' faces, "If you don't believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins." Well, they didn't, did they? They nailed Him to a cross and then challenged Him in those trials. Challenged His person. So John is making it very clear to us tonight that it's about the person of Jesus Christ. You know what? This whole Bible's about the person of Jesus Christ. That whole hymn book's about the person of Jesus Christ. It's about Jesus. And the Bible said even the Holy Ghost, it said in John 16 that He would not speak of Himself, but that He would speak of Jesus. He's here to point us to Christ. And Christ is the one that we're to be worshiping. Christ is the one that we're to be praying in the name of. Because it's about Christ, Jesus Christ. So, "Whosoever denieth the Son," He says, there in that last verse, "whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." You can't have both. You can't deny the Son and have the Father. Because the Bible says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Life can only come from God, Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So if people deny His person, they can't have the Father. It's very straightforward. So an encouragement to us as believers in our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah in the flesh. Oh, in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." That's a good verse because if you look at it in any other version except the King James, it says, "He who was manifest," rather than "God was manifest in the flesh." Big difference. And there are three that bear record in heaven. 1 John 5:7, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. So Jesus Christ is God. And it is not like a little secondary minor doctrine. It is big. He is this book. And this book is Him. It's all about Him. And it will be again in the kingdom. Amen? When we get to worship Him and when we get to serve Him and be kings and priests in His kingdom, it'll be all about Jesus. And it should be all about Jesus now. The Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We're already doing it. Hallelujah. So we don't have to face the great white throne where people will do it before they're cast into hell. So whosoever denieth the Son hath not the Father, He said. So we need to tell people about Jesus. That's our mission. Tell them about Jesus. Who is He? He's God. God became a man and died for our sins and rose again. That's the good news of the gospel. Let's pray. Thank you.